Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Ed Turkey, Executive Director of Von Summit Lake. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Lovely to have you here. It's a wonderful day.
We're here today on the 90th anniversary. You heard us right. The 90th anniversary of Lake Carmel and this magnificent showing of some fantastic artwork right here in Putnam County. Ed, tell us about the artwork first of all. Where does it come from? Who are these artists?
Well, these artists are local. They live in Kent, and they are part of our groups of artists who take particular classes here. They took a class by a man named Tony Greta, who works with artists in different ways. He's a sculptor and author and gallery owner. He has worked in the Smithsonian, so we've been lucky to find somebody like that. And he holds these classes about art and how to pursue making it and how to market it and things like that. And these are people that have come out of that, and they're wonderful works. We'll have a series of two-person shows, I think, up into the beginning of the summer. There'll be different shows coming up.
Before we talk about the 90th anniversary of Lake Carmel, Arts on the Lake is celebrating its 15th anniversary.
We are. I think it's our 14th, isn't it? 14th or 15th, I'm not sure. But we are blessed to be where we are in Lake Carmel, and to have this building as our home has been instrumental to our success. We want to engage people with art from different areas and different kinds, as well as celebrate the making and showing of different kinds of work, art, music, theater. We do all sorts of things, and classes are online now during the time of COVID. Please, you can visit it at www.artsonthelake.org, my little plug.
And Ed talks about the building. This, of course, was the old Lake Carmel Firehouse. We're standing right now.
We are at
fire trucks actually in the park.
This is actually the fire truck bay. There were two of them, and this has now been renovated to become a really wonderful gallery space. But we are literally history here, you know. We're standing in history, and with the 90th anniversary of Lake Carmel, we are blessed to have the opportunity to show a lot of the history, the memorabilia in our exhibition downstairs, to celebrate our neighborhood, because this is our neighborhood.
When you talk about the history of Lake Carmel, 1930, 90 years ago, the Snapback brothers came to town and sold these little lots.
Yeah.
Lots of land. You had to buy two of them. You had to buy two lots to build a little cottage.
$96. A lot. That's like, wow, that was pretty remarkable. In fact, my house was built in 1929, 1930, so it's built the year that they made the lake.
And so these homes have been improved over the years. They're magnificent homes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I don't know about that for me, but we live in a beautiful stone house that needs a lot of work, but it is part of Lake Carmel's history, and in fact, in some of the images downstairs, I think there might be my house. I had a picture from someone who had one a long time ago, so it's just really interesting to be part of the history. That's
why is Arts on the Lake so special?
It is extraordinarily special because it was built by the community of Kent, people in Kent and our surrounding areas. Literally, when we started this enterprise, people came out of the woodwork to help, and people who were second home New Yorkers or people who were artists who had moved up here, and then local people who were artists, people who were enthused about having art and culture in our area, and it kind of grew from that, and we are still going. We live entirely upon donations and memberships, except for a couple small grants for our summer concerts. We really need everybody to be part of what we do in order to survive.
You talk about those summer concerts pre-COVID. We had many of them.
Yeah,
2,400 people gathered on the lawn. The lawn,
our south lawn. Yes, we call it our south lawn. So it's fun. It's really wonderful, and it's great to, you know, to be right on Lake Carmel. And it is one of our special events. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it this summer, but that really is given to the community. We do that as it's a pay-as-you-wish series of concerts, and we raise the money to do those to get back to the community.
Lord be willing, that's all.
I hope so, because we need them, so it would be great.
Should we check out the lower level?
Let's go.
Let's do it right now.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.